You heard right. You won't get a better price anywhere in this village.
You got it. Thanks.
Well, well, well. What do we have here? And at closing time, no less. Didn't you just get new mail and a sword a few months ago? Seriously? Already? Give it here. Ugh. What are we going to do with you? Wait, don't tell me. This happens because of you running headlong into battles and neglecting your gear after the glory of rescuing damsels. Although, I suppose they won't rescue themselves. Then they wouldn't be damsels. I am not. Your gear, however, is a damsel, and it's very much in distress. Seriously. You need to take better care of your equipment. How's it going to protect and defend you if it disintegrates on impact? Worried? No, I'm not worried about you. I don't even know why you'd say that. If I'm worried about anything, it's the sword. You know, you could stop by a creek every now and then and clean it off. Maybe run a whetstone over it, keep it sharp, like I told you, and clean the bits of whatever that was from your mail. You really are hopeless, aren't you? Well, if you're going to be here this late, you could make yourself useful. For instance, could you get the door? If I don't close up the shop now, I'll never have enough time to fix the tragedy of broken sword bits and chainmail you just brought me. Thanks. Sit down. Let me get started. So, where were you this time? Oh, wow. No way. I've always wanted to go there. Is it as beautiful as they say? What? Why would I want to go with you sometime? That's just silly. It's not as if I've ever thought about coming with you on your grand adventures, exploring new villages, standing with you as you fight against some dark, evil being. That's ridiculous. I mean, what kind of girl would want that? Sounds like a lot of horseback riding and scenery, and that's boring. Plus, I'd be stuck looking at you all day. Your hair, those eyes, that jawline. What? No, I don't like you like that. I mean, how could a blacksmith ever be attracted to someone who commits atrocities to their gear like you do? If anything, I should be offended. I put a lot of care and effort into everything I make. It's not exactly easy work. And I'm not saying it matters to me, but if you don't take care of these things, they can't take care of you. Something might happen. That's all. You've been my customer for years now, you know? I get used to seeing familiar faces, even if it's a long time between visits. And maybe I would miss your face a little if you didn't come back because your sword snapped and something ate you. Why are you standing up? Hey, why are you getting so close to me? I can't believe you just did that. Why would you kiss me? This is totally inappropriate. You're my customer and... No. That wasn't me kissing you back. It was revenge for you kissing me. Yeah. But you're warm. And so close. And... Okay. Well, maybe I was a little harsh before. Maybe I kinda like you. Maybe. Just a little. But if you gloat, I'm gonna kick you out, so just be quiet and let me keep kissing you. Mm-hmm.
tastes better than I expected. And your tongue feels so good in my mouth. Can you feel that? Yeah. My nipples are really hard. I might be kind of turned on. This shirt is pretty thin, and I don't like wearing a bra, so... so good. yeah. Play with my nipples through the fabric. Oh, it feels really good when you pinch them like that. Get down on your knees.
You heard me. Come on. You're a knight, aren't you? You'd think you'd be used to kneeling by now.
You do have a sexy mouth. And if you do a good enough job and take care of your gear, the next time you come to see me, I'll suck your cock.
Oh.
Use your teeth on my clit. Just a little. Now just like that. Keep going like that, and you're gonna. I'm gonna. Oh my god. Oh, I'm gonna come. Not bad, Sir Knight.
You did a good enough job that I'm gonna let you fuck me. Get up. I want you to fuck me right here, bend over my workstation.
Ooh. I'm so eager.
Your cock is so hard. You must really like me or something.
No, I'm not. I'm not enjoying this. You are.
Come for me already. I still have to fix your gear.
Fuck. Pull out and come all over my ass.
Came a lot. Oh, your handkerchief. Thank you. I guess chivalry isn't dead.
Come here. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Come on now.
Quit it. I still need to fix your sword. It really is a nice one. Oh my god, stop. You're gonna get your ass singed, and that's no good. Once I'm finished, it'll be my turn to kneel for you.